1.5. Beating jet lag. Jetting off to an exotic faraway location always sounds great on paper, and it is great. The only downside is you need to deal with a few hours time difference, which can leave you feeling way worse than it sounds on paper. That feeling of total disorientation when your body is hungry, sleepy, and your head full of fog can make a major impact on your first days in a new destination. Of course, in the ideal situation, you would adjust to the new time zone slowly over several days before leaving. I don't know about you, but that has never worked out for me. I found a few tricks that do work. Sourced from the people who know best, the true professionals. I've asked flight attendants around the world what works for them. And one of the most helpful things I heard was the following napping strategy. If you arrive before noon and have the time to take a longer nap, do it. It works best if you do it in cycles of no more than 90 minutes, until 12 o'clock noon at the latest. Some might enjoy nodding off in the taxi when it's safe to do so, but it's so much better when you arrive before 12 and you're lucky enough to have your hotel room ready that you can lie down under those nice crispy hotel sheets. If you alert your hotel in advance that you'll be arriving early, they'll often have a room prepped for you when you arrive. If not, rooms often appear fairly quickly for guests waiting in the lobby for them. If you need to head to the meeting venue directly or have other things to do, try to squeeze in a short nap of 20 to 30 minutes somewhere during the day. Another thing that really helps in reducing jet lag and getting used to the local time is spending some time outdoors. Maybe walk to the venue and see if you can already pick up your badge. Or go out and grab some of those healthy snacks we talk about in the next chapter. Ideally in the sun without sunglasses. Why without sunglasses? Simply put, you want your eyes to get some good light exposure. This will help your body get used to the local time zone. Just about 20 minutes will have a noticeable effect on regulating your biorhythm, giving your body the signal that it's daytime. And what do you do if you arrive after noon local time and have no time for a short nap? It can be hard, especially when you've crossed multiple time zones. But in that case, the best thing you can do is put on a brave face, perhaps with a coffee or two when you arrive, and make sure you can get to bed early.